Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Gullickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines bunts towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Torres covering. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Raines steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Giles fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball four. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Cromartie moves to third. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gullickson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball four. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball towards right. Cromartie catches it and throws to first to double up Giles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wallach moves to second. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-0 in the game. Gullickson hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. Ortiz moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Raines steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to home to get Raines. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Giles applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Mike Torres. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles moves to third. Bob Baylor pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giles scores. Baylor moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Vail now playing third base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field. Cromarty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromarty. Wilson scores. Brooks scores. Hernandez moves to third. Foster moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap is walked intentionally. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Heap moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 3 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ron Hodges now catching. Bob Baylor now playing third base. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Orozco moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. Bryn Smith now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6. And the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 4 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.